They thought they had what it takes. They thought they could be king of the hill. They were wrong. In a world where their voice was their only weapon, they encountered a larynx that was larger than life.
Welcome to like Andrea and CJ's Sunday Surf, dude. Join us in the LG73 chat room and like request some gnarly tunage. The swells are huge, our boards are waxed, and like a bunch of other surfer-like stuff. So like, without further doo-doo, let's get this thing rocking and rolling.
Time to slip back into the shadows. Join us next time for something.
The very best Halloween party start at Paul's Pastry Shop in Picayune. What does it take for a great Halloween party? How about ghoulishly delicious Halloween cookies or cupcakes? Or howling good Halloween king cakes?
Say, little boy, do you have any old clothes that you wore during summer's break that I can have?
I only got these old shorts. I never washed them.
Sweet Jesus.
Sorry, old man, but I'm not going in that closet to play hide the salami with you.
Sorry? You better get your ass in there, Pewter Smits.
Yee-hoo! There's gold in our scrap metal. Yep, at Pullen's Recycling, your scrap metal is as good as gold. The Pullen's family has been in this area for over 57 years, so you can trust them to pay top dollar for all types of scrap metal.
The Roaring Twenties were a part of an exciting time of art, music, literature, and sarcasm. Especially in New York City, where a popular group of intellectuals known as the Round Table ate lunch daily at the Hotel Algonquin. The group of sardonic wits included playwright George Kaufman, editor Frank Crowninshield, author Edna Ferber, drama critic George G. Nathan, and the expert of the one-liner, Dorothy Parker. Parker summed up her generation when she said of herself, "Three be the things I shall have till I die. Laughter and hope and a sock in the eye."